Hi, and welcome to this week's Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we do these calls is because we believe in a flourishing world where everything and every person, every living system, every living entity can thrive. But in order to get there, we have to be thriving individuals, and that's going to take some mastery. That's going to take some practice. And of course, we're in the leadership game, so we believe business is a catalyst, is probably a best catalyst for change for the better to a flourishing world. And so leadership mastery is kind of the game that we play. And to get leadership mastery requires practicing the ability to access your inner wisdom, to get to that place inside that is below your ego, behind your ego, you know, deeper than your ego, the place inside that knows best, that essential place, that best self, where your inner wisdom, your essential knowledge and wisdom resides. So to do that, I mean, it sounds good, but how do you get there? Well, remembrance is definitely the tool that we think in our experiences the best, or maybe certainly one of the best possible. And that's where it helps us get below that ego and get to our inner wisdom. But it's not something you can snap your fingers and do. It takes practice. Like anything that you want to master, it takes practice. So we like to help our clients and those people that have been with us for a while get some support around that, and hopefully turn this into a daily practice where you're living in this state of centeredness, this state of balance, this state of coming from your inner wisdom and making your decisions about life, your work, from that place, and relating to other people from that place as well. So that's why we offer this support system every week. And hopefully the things you'll learn here and the experience you have here will motivate you to begin to do this on your own, as well every other day besides the Tuesday nights that we do this. So, okay, the way this works is there'll be a short teaching, and I'll do that in a minute, followed by a guided remembrance session, and then a minute or so at the end for comments or questions. So tonight's teaching is about using the remembrance to receive what we actually need when we need it. And the remembrance invokes the help that we need when we need it. All we need to do is ask. And a lot of people wonder if, you know, that's really out there. Do they deserve it? Have I earned the right to receive the help that I need? And the answer to that question is no earning required, no prerequisite required, no particular state of being required, no good deed required to be in the, you know, lined up to get what you need. It's always available. Everything that we need is available from this deeper source. And whatever your particular beliefs are around that, you wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't have some sense that there's something greater than you that you can rely on, something greater than you at work that, you know, that is more powerful, that you can call on to help. And that is the point. The truth is that power is available to all of us all the time. We just forget to tune in and experience it. We forget to tune in and ask for the help we need. We believe that perhaps we don't deserve it. So we say, that's baloney. Of course it's available. And we want to help people to tune in and connect with that and then request what they need or just be open to receive what we need when we need it, because it's always there. And if we can't define it, or we're not exactly sure what we need, but we know we're feeling off, and we're feeling hurting, or we're feeling in some sort of pain, emotional or otherwise, that, you know, we have a need. We're just intrinsically, we're innately needy. We don't have everything we need, but we're given everything we need. We're the air we breathe, the earth we walk on, this fantastic, marvelous body that we've been given that works primarily automatically for us. I mean, there's so many things that we've been given that without asking and without, you know, having to have done anything to receive. So the heart is the intercessor that knows what precisely will help us. So our job is just to be open and receptive, even if we don't know precisely what to ask for, because our heart does. And the source or the mystery or whatever you want to call that power that is greater than us always has our best interest as paramount and is always available. Now, the thing to be aware of is that it may not come, the help may not come in the form or manner our mind and ego expect. So we need to be tuned in to how this support is being provided right now. Again, it may not be in the form we are expecting, and that can lead us to discount what is actually happening, that it's really the proof in the pudding that the support is being provided. So let's give this a shot. Let's try this out tonight and see what happens. So we always start where we are, and it's great to know where that is. We don't have to be in any particular state of being in order for the remembrance to work, but it is really helpful to have a starting point that we're tuned into, so we know it. It also helps us get deeper inside to be able to have the remembrance work as effectively as possible. So let's find out what our current state of being is. We are human beings, so we're part clay of the earth, and we're part spirit of the heavens, of the kind of the seen and unseen, the hidden and the unhidden. So the unhidden seen part is our physical being. So let's check in and see what our physical state is. So wherever you are, sit, hopefully, either on the floor or in a chair. Could even be standing. But that get a little uncomfortable after a while. But notice your feet on the floor and feel that connection and the quality of that connection. There, you'll get a sense of gravity, of weight, of pressure. Your feet on the floor, your rear end in the seat, maybe your back against the back of the chair. You might notice your shoulders feel a little heavy. So that's the connection. That's the weight of our physical being, and connected to the earth. But there's also an energetic connection, almost an electrical connection. You may notice you'll sense of something flowing, some sort of charge happening, and it's most noticeable in your feet where it's connected directly to the ground, to the floor or the earth that you're standing, you're sitting, have your feet connected to. So just notice that. And then this flow, this energy, actually moves through our entire physical being and our emotional being and our mental being, actually. But for now, we're going to look at the physical. So as you scan up your legs, you'll notice that connection and that energetic flow, that electrical charge will kind of change. The experience of it will change. You'll notice it feels differently in different parts of your body. So just scan up, lower legs, knees, upper legs, your sits bones, gluteal muscles, lower back of the chair, your lower belly. As you're scanning, you may also notice that the flow sometimes feels constricted, or it feels like the quality of it changes pretty dramatically. It might be blocked altogether. It just stopped there. But it continues in other parts. So just notice those places, if there are any, where it feels constricted or blocked as your skin. Let's keep going up. So your the belly, your solar plexus, the middle back, your upper back, and shoulders. Carry a lot of tension in our shoulders. Notice, if you will, where you're holding tension, and you can just, when you notice, let go. You can relax. Chest is another area that can get tight. So it's the state of your chest and what's the energetic flow there. Throat, back of the neck, another area that gets tight. Our face, chin, mouth, nose, nostrils, cheeks, eye sockets, forehead, scalp. And we can also check out our arms and hands and fingers. Sometimes clenching and we don't realize it. Okay, so good. So tuning in to your physical being, now you have a sense of the state, the starting point of your physical being right now. So now let's take a peek at our emotional state. And what emotions, what feelings are you aware of right now? Something happened, or that it's been a long day, or many things have happened until you got to this point and are listening to this remembered session. So that often is emotions that accompany the events in our lives. So what do you notice? Nothing to fix or change. The only task is to notice. And good. Now let's check our mental activity. This is the activity level in our mind. Not interested in the content, just the activity and the kind of the quality of that activity. Is it, you know, calming us, or is it amping us up? Feel pretty steady. You know, scale of 1 to 10, what's your activity level in your mind right now? Okay, now, since this is, we're both physical and spiritual beings, again, the seen and the unseen, what is the state of your heart, talking about your physical or not your physical, your spiritual or metaphysical heart. A place inside, it's our doorway to that place where we really live, where the part of us that can observe us in action, these eyes, our essential self. And the heart is the doorway to that place. So imagine you're looking inside, a couple of inches deep, about mid-sternum, where your heart is located. This is your core heart, your spiritual heart. And what's your sense of the state of your heart rate? How open is your heart? And trust what you get. How soft and receptive is your heart? Or is it feeling kind of hard and closed? Is there a weight? Talk about having a heavy heart or feeling light-hearted. So where's your heart on that spectrum? And how big is your heart? Remembrance can help us open more, expand more, be able to receive more. So, it's the state of your heart. Okay. And now to help us stay inside and stay out of our mind, which just wants to distract us. And nothing wrong with that. That's its job, is to be looking and analyzing and comparing and doing all that kind of stuff. But we'd like to just give it a break right now. So let's try a few deep, well, actually normal, comfortable, relaxed breaths. And then we'll go on to a deeper breathing. Take a few, three or four breaths in and notice when you inhale what it feels like. And when you exhale, what that feels like, the release of the exhale. Okay, and now you're catching on your breath. Let me try a few deeper ones. It's called the box breath. And I want you to inhale deeply to the count of four and hold at the top of that inhalation to the count of four and then exhale to the count of four and hold at the bottom of that exhalation to the count of four. And we're going to do this three times. So I'm going to first inhale to the count of four. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Two more times. Okay, so notice what effect that had on your physical state of being, your mental state of being, your spiritual state of being. Did that help your heart open more? Did it help you drop in deeper? And now, we're going to add the remembrance into your heart. Begin to repeat your word or phrase that symbolizes the source of everything that you need for you, as you have, as you have decided, as you have chosen. So begin repeating your word or phrase slowly inside to yourself. And then as you repeat, allow yourself to drop in deeper by just letting go. And I keep going. You're doing great. Letting go. Dropping in. if your mind catches you, that's perfectly normal. Just bring your attention back into your heart. And if your mind is really talking at you, try the box breath to bring your attention back inside and continue with your remembrance. All right, keep going. And related to the teaching earlier, is there anything troubling, upsetting, missing in your life right now that you would like to have restored, transformed, supported? Pain relief. Could form come in the form of, do you need some mercy? Do you need some compassion? Do you have any anxiety? Do you need some certainty that you're okay? That the anxiety or whatever it is you're anxious about is fleeting, and that below that, behind that, around that, completely bigger than that, is your essential state of perfection, of being okay, being supported. Do you need strength to face something difficult? Is there an element of your life that is, you know, causing some sadness or lack that you feel alone or outside of? Those things come too. It's something you are annoyed or even outright angry about. Some injustice, some slight that you want to be open to receiving help for. Perhaps a deeper understanding. Or an expanded perception So if you're aware of the place, of a situation that is causing you discomfort, upsetness, pain, and you know what you need or to be added or to fill the hole, all you need to do is ask for that help now. And sincerely ask and sincerely be receptive to the help that is available. And again, it may come differently than you expect, so just be open and trust. You can ask for what you need. So go ahead. Ask. Be receptive for the help. Just keep remembering. Okay, we're going to go one more minute. Okay, so you can continue this on your own. Yeah, particularly if you're beginning to notice some relief, some change, some transformation, some help for whatever it was you were asking for. So practice this at any point, at any time. You can just stop and go into remembrance and ask for what you need. And it will be provided. The remembrance is very responsive. And the source that the remembrance opens, very responsive. So, have a wonderful rest of your day or evening. And we'll catch up with you next week. Oh, any comments or questions before I close? Okay. Well, again, enjoy the rest of your day. Ask for what you need. And you'll have the experience of a flourishing life. All right, till next time. Bye-bye.